Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
What happened to Facebook? Stocks remain lackluster today after closing 11% down yesterday from the social media giant's IPO sale price on Friday, and the blame game is on. Some say Mark Zuckerberg pushed to overprice the stock because he wanted the symbolism of having his company valued at over $100 billion. Others are blaming those NASDAQ glitches on Friday, but could it also be that Americans are just falling out of love with stocks, period? Bloomberg Businessweek writer Robin Farzad joins us from New York. Robin, how about another thought? Morgan Stanley and other banks who helped orchestrate the public offering on Friday are also taking some blame because they propped up the stock on Friday?
Oh, ye of little faith in Wall Street. I mean, come on. This speaks to an age-old problem on Wall Street. How do you prioritize one client's interest versus another? It's necessarily a Janus-faced dilemma, and you saw Goldman Sachs had to deal with this with respect to their handling of subprime securities during the crisis. In this case, you had one client of Morgan Stanley's, Facebook, saying we want to get as high a price as possible, and another client, the institutional clients, who are going to be the big recipients of this IPO, saying we expect you to give us more information at the outset. So then who's stuck holding the bag is the little guy, the retail investor, a.k.a. on Wall Street, dumb money.
Well, you know, we're hearing today about, you know, students who, you know, bought 50 shares at $38 a piece and are now selling them and taking this 11% loss. Tell us more about, you know, how stocks are gauged. Something called the price-to-earnings ratio divides a company's stock price by its annual earnings per share. All we need to know is that Facebook's ratio is awfully high. It's trading at 74 times its earnings. Apple's around 13. Google's around 18 times. And by the way, we're seeing investors seeming to flock to Apple this week, maybe away from Facebook. What's your sense of that ratio?
Well, it's a time-tested kind of back-of-the-envelope formula, price to earnings. It's the simplest way to look at a stock. It's like, you know, you look at a student in terms of GPA. The problem with a hyper-growth company like Facebook or even Google in its infancy is you can't pay so much attention to that denominator, the earnings denominator, because if they're growing so rapidly, who cares if people expect them to earn $1 a share this year? It could end up being $3 or $4 a share. And it's the same thing with Apple. If you were to tell me what Apple's price to earnings multiple was in 2005 and 2006, it had no idea what the earnings potential of this company was when an iPad or an iPhone 4 would have come online. And similarly, I think the supporters of Facebook are saying that this is such a paradigm-shifting company that's going to own whole swaths of the internet and chunks of online advertising that it's kind of it's premature at this point to assign a PE multiple to.
Yeah, but meanwhile, you know, we're seeing advertisers move away. GM, for instance, saying we're just not, you know, it's got nice cred to be on Facebook's website, but nobody's clicking on. People aren't buying. Doesn't Facebook have to prove that it can do more with advertising?
It's proving quite a bit on desktop advertising. The difficulty, and this gets to kind of some of the Morgan Stanley controversy, is was there a tip of the hat during the IPO pricing process that Facebook is kind of saying that, look, the world is moving to mobile computing. More and more people are using their Facebook apps on their iPhones and on their iPads and whatnot. And we, frankly, don't have mobile advertising figured out. It's a whole different beast than the ads that pop up on the margins when you have a web browser open on your desktop or even laptop computer.
Yeah. So and Facebook has acknowledged that it wants to leverage mobile more than it has. But what about questions about Wall Street after Friday, those NASDAQ glitches? What are some of the thoughts there?
It's interesting because you have, you know, the old picture that you get of Wall Street and the New York Stock Exchange and these yelling floor traders and specialists, that's supposed to be an anachronism, that the human heartbeat, the sentient being, was overrated. You can ultimately match buyers and sellers the most efficiently with a computer, and that's what the NASDAQ does. It's essentially a big computer with a display in Times Square that matches buyers and sellers, and that system got really backed up, and you have critics saying that could really have benefited with the help of 5 or 6 people or maybe 20 people to traffic cop the buy and sell orders. And it was pretty embarrassing for the NASDAQ what happened.
Is that it? Really just a human thing? Just more people were needed?
It's difficult when you have someone that has to require an orderly market, when you have such a back order of buys of people who have certain conditions of I want to buy the stock. If this happens, but only if this happens at the open, only a human could truly discern, could truly eyeball how to handle that at the last minute. That's the argument, of course. The NASDAQ would like to say that it was just a one-time thing and there was record demand and we had to equilibrate supply and demand, yada, yada, yada.
Well, Robin Farzad, one last thought. You're reminding us that many investors are saying, wait a minute, Facebook still has a lot to prove and wait it out. But what does its disappointing couple of days here mean for other technology companies that might be waiting in the wings to go public?
Well, ideally, if you're the other companies, you'd want there to be a frothathon. You want Facebook to do really well so you can kind of follow on its coattails and say, yeah, we're gonna do like they did and have a blockbuster IPO. Let's not forget that Facebook made a ton of money on this IPO. They sold at a very rich price and they banked money for their shareholders. And maybe if you interview Mark Zuckerberg or get a couple of beers into him, he'll say that I didn't want those first day pop people. I want people who would stick with me quarter to quarter, year through year, and let me prove myself as a public company. But this does not make life easier for any of the secondary or tertiary social media companies that have been waiting to go public.
All right, I'll put it on my to-do list. Get a couple of beers into Mark Zuckerberg.
I don't even know if he's old enough to drink.
That's right. Robin Farzad of Bloomberg Businessweek. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.